Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Listen, recently God has taken me to massively deep levels. And here's what I'm talking about. The white lies. You see, a few weeks ago, there were some areas of my life that were blind spots. And they were little rationalizations that I was saying about life and myself. Blind spots. Things I overlooked. And you know what? God expose those things in my life. And here's what I tell people all the time. The truth will set you free and the truth hurts. Listen, which one do you want? Do you want to be set free or do you want to be hurt? Most of us say, you know what? I don't know if I want to be hurt, if the truth is going to set me free. And so here's what we do. We tolerate the white lies in our life. And you know what the result of that is? When you allow white lies in your life, here's what you do. You overlook them in other people. You see what I'm talking about? If I see that Julie has some white lies in her life, if she's not walking in truth, if she's not being a truth teller, if she doesn't understand who she is truly created to be, but I have white lies in my life, then here's what I do. I say, you know what? Julie's not that bad. It's not Julie's fault. You see, here's what happens. When we tolerate deception in our own lives, we massively accept it in other people. So if you want to be a strong coach, if you want to be a strong author, if you want to be someone who has massive influence, impact, and income in this world, you know what? You need to be one who starts telling yourself the truth. And this is why this video is coming to you live in my van on a Saturday morning before 7 a.m. because God has created a deep movement in my heart the last few weeks. Folks, I am so excited all the things God has planned. But here's the reality. A few weeks ago, God and I had some massive battles. You see, a lot of you know that the Igniting Souls Tribe is a deep passion of mine. You are. If you're part of the Igniting Souls Tribe, I mean, this is the tribe. The tribe is something that I've sweat for, I've bled for. And you know what? I think it was becoming an idol. Ouch. Even the good things in your life can become an idol. In other words, the things that keep distance and space between you going to your next level. And so a few weeks ago, I'll tell you what, the few weeks ago, everything was being affected. In fact, I wasn't sleeping right. My stress was up. My insides were turning. And you know what? God and I had a chat, and here's what I said. I said, God, if the tribe is getting in the way of you and me, take it. Folks, those are some big prayers. I mean, I had gotten that much excited and hungry and passionate about God taking me to the next level. I said, God, if there's anything in my life, even the tribe, take it all. That was tough to do. And it's not even that, oh, Carrie, you're so great. You're so wonderful. You just said that to God. God was taking that from me. You get what I'm saying? Folks, if you want to go to the next level in your life, in your understanding, in your impact with people, you have to start telling yourself the truth. And I'm going to call you out this morning. And if this isn't for you, press delete. But some of you know exactly what I'm talking about in your life. There's areas in your life that you know are shadows. You know in your life that they are little white lies. And here's what I wrote. I wrote this back April 7th. See, I'm telling you, folks, this has been a deep thing. This has been a deep thing in my life the last few weeks. And here's what I said. I said, fall in love with truth. When you do, everything changes. Folks, I wasn't falling in love with truth. I was like, I'm good. I'm fine. Everything's cool. Everything's comfortable. Everything's safe. Everything's secure. And listen, here's what I know. God wants to take you deeper. Listen, I just chatted with a gentleman yesterday who's absolutely convinced God is turning his book and business and franchise into a $4 billion enterprise. And I'm listening to him, and I mean, this guy's got a plan. This guy's got passion. This guy's absolutely serious. And I look at my life and I say, okay, by the way, I'm his coach. To coach that guy to $4 billion and this enterprise, I need to go to a new level. You see, you cannot stay where you are right now and handle the gift God has for you. God has this bigger gift, this bigger calling on your life. And when you tolerate the white lies, you're basically given what I call the holy Heisman. You're pushing God away. You're saying, I'm going to cover my heart. You don't dare touch me. And here's my performance. Here's my tithe. Here's my service. Just get off my back, God. And here's what God's saying. God's saying, I don't need your service. I don't need your money. I don't need anything you want to give me. I want you. God wants you and your heart and your life, and he wants to take it, and he wants to create a lasting legacy. Now listen, I knew I couldn't be in the house today because I'm a little fired up and everyone's sleeping. I knew I would wake them up. But I can only share with this conviction and this passion because you know what? It's 100% where I've been and where I am. And I just had a fire ring workshop a couple weeks ago. And everyone's like, dang, what's going on with Carrie? He's showing up, filled up. He's present. He's calling people out. You know why? Because I have nothing left to defend. I have nothing to protect. I have no fear. When you do battle with the God of the universe, and the God of the universe starts exposing white lies in you, and you say, yep, you're right, I'm fixing that. Yep, you're right. I can't even fix it. You got to help me. Yep, you're right. When you start doing that and start wrestling with the God of the universe, here's what's crazy. You become fearless. You absolutely become fearless because you have nothing to protect. I don't care today if you reject me from this video. It has zero impact. It's not like, oh, you know what? Somebody's going to get offended if I speak my heart. Somebody's going to get mad at me. Somebody's going to say, you know what, Carrie? I follow you for business and entrepreneurial, and you're talking about God. Delete, unsubscribe. You know what? It doesn't bother me anymore. That's the beauty of this, folks. If that is freedom, you talk about freedom. Freedom in life is you knowing who you are and whose you are and saying, you know what? I don't need to pretend. I don't need to wear a mask. I don't need to perform. I don't need to posture. Listen, there is no imposter syndrome. Here's who I am. All right, let's keep rolling. I got to finish this here. You ready for this? And by the way, this is coming from love today. This is coming from love because I'm sick and tired. Get this. I'm sick and tired of God's children not knowing who their daddy is. You catch me? I'm sick and tired of God's children not knowing that they're connected to the divine source who's created everything. So when you say, Carrie, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. Blah, 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 blah. That's how you feel. Oh, I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. I've been there. Have you ever been there where you're one check away? Where you're one day away from ultimate failure? Listen, you might think that's a curse. I want to say to you today that that's a blessing. Here's why. That means that unless God shows up, you're going to fail. This is where God wants to get glory in your life, because he takes us to the edge of what we can do. You see, we say, nah, I'm good. Nah, I don't really need you, God. No, everything's cool. And all of a sudden, God says, okay, you roll with that plan. And you and I roll with that plan, and suddenly we say, yeah, you know what? I'm not that good. I'm not that okay. I desperately need your help. So when you get the call about that illness, when you get the call about that family member, recently my friend Chet, a gentleman who's very, very important to me, went out 3 weeks ago today on a normal bike ride and has a massive heart attack. Plaque broke off. He's got clean arteries, but plaque broke off and immediately clogged. His whole chest turned cold and he almost died. And they raced him to the emergency room to save his life. And I'm going to work out with him now in a few minutes. Chet's okay. But here's why I got so upset with that. Because Chet has been a truth teller in my life. And I thought, you know what? A truth teller almost died. Folks, if I'm your truth teller today, that's a deep honor. That is a deep privilege. That is something I do not take lightly. And so listen, I told the team, I said, I got to create a video today. And I'll share with you in a few minutes. I don't know how long this is. There's no script. There's no plan. But I'm inviting you to something epic. Something that I haven't done in a decade. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment, but hang with me, folks. Let me say this to you. Fall in love with truth. When you do, everything changes. As long as you keep telling yourself white lies, you rob everyone else around you from true transformation. Did you catch that? You think it's just about you. You think those white lies are okay for you. Folks, that's getting in the way of you being an incredible transformational husband. Or wife, or friend, or parent, or teacher. When you say, hey, I'm cool with those white lies, no big deal. Here's what you say to everybody else. You go live in your deception. You know, I don't care enough about you to deal with me. Ooh, did you hear that again? You're saying, I don't care enough about you to deal with me. In other words, I'm too big, I'm too selfish, I'm too egotistical that I'm not going to deal with me. And therefore, you go and have a good life. And you go, I mean, you're basically telling the people around you, go to hell. I don't care. You go have a good life, my friend, because I'm not dealing with me. Wow. I know that's not your heart. I know that's not my heart. And that's why today I'm coming to you with gentleness, with kindness, with truth, with an edge. Because I know God is calling you to something massive, just like he's calling. And I'll tell you what, the last few weeks, I've seen miracle after miracle. You talk about blowing my mind. When I became fearless, when I became passionate about saying, let me walk in truth, biggest check came ever, 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 ever. People left the company in the last few weeks. And not a bad thing. They've been released to their new adventure and they're excited about it. But I had to have tough conversations with people. And I had to say, you know what? I'm going to let these people go. I'm going to be free enough to say, you know what? If God's calling you somewhere else, I support you. Folks, I couldn't have done that a few weeks ago because I was probably addicted to those people staying. Are you addicted? Are you codependent upon certain relationships that you say, you know what? I don't know if I could exist if I let that person go. Folks, I'm telling you that God wants to set you free. God wants you to be at a spot where you can no longer have to protect anything. That is the best feeling in life, that I can go into any conversation. I don't care if it's Elon Musk. I don't care if it's Oprah, whoever you think is the biggest, Tom Brady, whoever. I can go to anybody and say, you know what? You're no better than me. You're no better than me. I don't have to cower. I don't have to butter you up. I don't have to play games. Listen, that's the type of marketing that draws the world. I love what my friend recently has been saying, Billy Allsbrook. He's been saying, go light yourself on fire and the world will come and watch you burn. He gets that from Jonathan Wesley, an ancient evangelist. Folks, that's how you attract people in your life. You get so passionate about walking in truth that the world says, I was going to cuss, but I'm not going to cuss. The world says, what the heck is up with this man or this woman? Whatever they got, I got to get in touch with this, because that's not like anything else I'm seeing on TikTok. That's not like anything else I'm seeing on Instagram. That's not this, you know, showmanship that's going on. This is real. This is raw. This is authentic. Here we go, folks. You can't speak truth to others until you start speaking it to yourself. Truth won't let you. Truth flows freely when it originates from a pure source. If you want to be a truth teller to others, it starts with being a truth teller to yourself. As long as I keep lying to myself, as long as you keep lying to yourself, you enable others around you to lie to themselves. If you want to be radical, if you want to love others, then confront the lies and close the gaps in yourself. When you do, you'll start a revolution. I'm not going back to the old Carrie. I'm not going back to the Carrie that says, you know what? I'm comfortable. I'm safe. I got my bankroll. Everything's cool. I'm just going to start playing it soft. No, folks. God's called me to a new level. And as someone once said, that means you're going to face a new devil. A new level means you're going to face a new devil. And folks, you can't be the same person and get in the battlefield. So you have a choice today. You can either say, that's nice. Carrie's really amped in his van this morning. Blah, blah, blah. Have a good life. See you later, buddy. That's fine. And you can do that, and that's your life. Or you can say, you know what? Something's different. Something's real. He's onto something. You know what he's onto? Truth. Here's my invitation for you. If you just got value today, and that's it, awesome. If you say, Carrie, today is the day, whatever day it is, April 17th, 2021. Today's the day I start walking in the truth. Today's the day I no longer start living the lies. Today's the day that I no longer have to have codependence in my relationships. I no longer numb my pain and therefore numb my potential. If today's that day, awesome. And some of you need to join me on May 22nd. I'll tell you why. Here's the quick story. May 22nd. Is going to be a radical day. I don't work on Saturdays and do seminars. I don't think I've done that in a decade, okay? I was in Tennessee with my family on family vacation 3 weeks ago. I thought I was just going to a nice dinner with the tribe. I show up. It's a nice dinner. I sit by this woman. I got to get her name. I've referenced her so many times, and she's a true hero. And I don't even know her name. And I'm going to go to voice memos and you're going to hear her name, because she started speaking and I said, hold on. Let me get out my phone. Hold on. Here it is here. Hang on 1 second. I don't think it's working. Hang on. It's not working because it's connected to my car. Hang on 1 second. Anyway, it's not working, but here's the recording, and we were at the Old Mill in Tennessee. She says her name, but again, my audio's not working. I'm going to disconnect it here. Hang on. The point is this, folks. She says to me, Carrie, I got to tell you about something in my life. And she said, your secret name has changed my life. Let's see if this works now. Hang on. Here we go.
First of all, I wanted to let you know that in January.
Here we go. Got to get to the beginning. She says her name. Come on, my friend. There we go. There we go. Hold on.
Hey, my name is Anna Moore, and I have a testimony about the Your Secret Name coaching.
That's who it is. Anna Moore. Anna Moore, this is for you. You changed my life. You didn't even plan on it. I'm in Tennessee. Anna Moore says, your secret name changed my life. Your secret name has changed the life of the women around me. We got a beach house. We went through the content. Our lives are changed. God showed up. And then she tells me it's changing my church. And I'm sitting there just eating my food, you know, 3 weeks ago, just thinking I'm going to a dinner. And I drive back through the mountains by myself because I left my family that night. That was my only time I worked that week. Otherwise, it was great with the family. And I said, God, what do you want? This did not happen by accident. I'm sitting here at a dinner in Tennessee. I didn't even plan on this woman being here telling me this, Anna Moore. She tells me this 5-minute crazy story. And here's what I feel God saying. I feel like God saying, go back to your roots. You see, your secret name came out in 2010. And we started doing one-day workshops. And we saw prostitutes be healed. I'm telling you, like legit. There was this ministry called Rahab's Hideaway. Women that have been human trafficked. And they came and God showed up and they got their new name. They walked in the door thinking their name was dirty. They thought their name was forgotten. They thought their name was trapped. They thought their name was disappointment. And they met God that day and they left with the new name Beautiful. They left with the new name Chosen. They left with the new name Redeemed. And folks, this isn't just like some little thing that you rename yourself. I'm talking about a full day of meeting the God of the universe, staring straight into the God of the universe's eyes and saying, who am I? And who are you? And what is your plan for my life? And what are you calling me to? And who have I been running from my entire life? And we saw men that were addicted to work, and we saw women addicted to relationships, and we saw all kinds of youth that had been believing the lies of the enemy and throwing away their life and on the edge of suicide. Their lives were saved. And I felt like God was saying, you've forgotten the message. You've forgotten your secret name. That was what I started you with back in 2010. And you've stopped teaching your secret name to people because the business grew, because the business got big, because now you have a team of almost 50 people. And now you no longer teach your secret name. And here's what I said. I said, God, again, this has been some crazy couple weeks here. I said, what do you want me to do? I'll do whatever. You tell me what you want me to do. And in my prayer time, I felt like God was saying, you need to do a Your Secret Name one day. A Your Secret Name one day where it's on a Saturday so people can't use jobs as an excuse. May 22nd, all day. And we're going to show up, filled up, and I'm going to teach you the concept, the teaching, the pattern, the process that has been around since the beginning of time. It's called Your Secret Name. And folks, the people who jump in, they're going to get lifetime access to the course. So it's not just a one-day thing. And now they have transformation, but they don't have tools. We're going to give everybody who comes to that workshop lifetime access to the content, so that they can continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper and not only learn their new name, but leverage their new name and walk in their new name. And folks, this is the call to action today. This is the point. And if you say, Kerry, I don't have the fees to do the workshop. You know what? You don't need the fees. You have the God of the universe who has the fees. And if you say, Kerry, that's the day I'm supposed to do this. That's the day I'm supposed to do that. You know what? I want you to seriously consider and say, my life is going to make a turning point on May 22nd. Listen, I have so much prayer. I'm going to be fasting before that event. I am going to show up filled up. I am going to have a prayer team praying for you. I am going to give my absolute best. And here's what I know. If you do not have a breakthrough that day, 100% refund, folks. Listen, my goal is not to take money. Listen, I have a team of 50 people. Sure, I got to pay them. Sure, there's fees for that. My passion is to have everything I have invested into you. All this time, all this experience, all this passion. Listen, I've gone to battle not for myself. I've gone to battle for you. And I want you. In fact, I don't want you to. You are going to have a breakthrough. When the people of God show up and say, God, I'll tell you what, I'm going to obediently walk in the path that you've created for me, miracles happen. And folks, I'm inviting you to join God on a massive journey. And all you need to do is take one little baby step and click and join the workshop. And then you know what? Transformation is going to be happening. Because we're going to get a people of God to invite the truth teller, who's God, into our lives, all the corners of our lives, all the corners of our hearts, all the places where we say, no, you can't go there. That's nope. And you know what? The enemy is going to run. Because the enemy can no longer say, oh, God doesn't know that little secret. Folks, when you are laid open, it says in the word, and laid bare before God, you have no fear anymore. You have nothing to defend, nothing to protect. You are a soul on fire. I did not expect to do a 25-minute message this morning, but here's what I know. I'm coming from a place of love. I'm coming from a place of freedom. I'm coming from a place where I say, you know what? We live in a world right now that needs truth. And the only way they're going to get truth is for you to be honest and open and invite the truth teller into your life and say, now I can give it to other people. So folks, thank you. Be a soul on fire. I desperately want to see you on May 22nd. We literally have, because of the technology, we have 100 seats. I shared this with a few people already. Several have been taken. This is going out to my private email list. And then I'll go public with this video in a short time. So get your seat, jump in, let's do this. And I cannot wait. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.